This is a very familiar passage. Often we've thought about it. Often I'm sure you have heard about it. But as we come to it this morning, my prayer is that the Lord would write some very simple truths upon our heart that perhaps we have not maybe noticed before. First thing I want you to notice is that as the two disciples walked to the road to Emmaus, they remind me of many of God's people. Because the first lesson we learn is this: God's people do face difficult times. God's people do face difficult times. There's not one Christian in this gathering that would be able to stand up and say that from the moment they were saved, their life has been easy, without trial, without test, without temptation. No. Every single one of us has to testify that we too have walked lonely roads, just like these disciples. We have reasoned within our mind what has just happened, what is going on, what does the future hold for us? Because that's what they were talking about. Now, the hymn writer has written, God hath not promised skies always blue, flowers strewn pathways all our life through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, or peace without pain. God hath not promised that we shall not know trials and temptations, troubles and woe. He hath not told us that we shall not bear many a burden, many a tear. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, and light for the way, grace for the trial, help from above, unfailing sympathy, and undying love. God has not told us that life would be easy, but he has promised that he would supply our needs, that he would never leave us, and that he would never forsake us. And even though there are times whenever we may feel that the Lord is not particularly near, that's impossible for the Christian. And we're going to think about that in a few moments. Sometimes our troubles come because of our own foolishness. Sometimes we make decisions that are not wise. They go against the teaching of God's word. God says, thou shalt not, and we think, well, I'll do it, and I'll be blessed. Or God tells us, you should go this way. You think, well, I don't need to obey that, and I'll just go my own way, and I'll be blessed. Sometimes the troubles we face, the difficulties we face, are simply because we didn't heed the word of God. However, that's not always the case. Sometimes it's through persecution, because we are heeding the word of God, and we are holding to the book, and holding to the truth, and holding to the old paths. Sometimes persecution comes. Sometimes it's through testing. And God allows us to pass through experiences and valleys that we wouldn't humanly choose. But his purpose in doing so is to refine us and to make us more like our Savior. It's often you see in the sickness. It's often in the loneliness. It's often in the times of sorrow that we learn the most precious lessons that make us into people who will be more like our Savior. I want to ask you this morning, are you going through a difficult time? I want to ask you this morning, personally, in your own life, do you feel like the two on the road to Emmaus? What has happened in your life? You're not sure about what's going to happen in future days. Well, I want to say to you, the Lord has a word for you this morning. The Lord has a word for you this morning. you will notice that their confusion and their difficulties actually came from a lack of understanding and belief in the Word of God. You see, the Lord had said he was going to die and he was going to rise again. And several times in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ specifically said, the Son of Man is going to be handed over. And he is going to be killed. That's the words of the scripture. He's going to die. Lay down his life. But on the third day, he's going to rise again. And the Lord had said this over and over and over again. Now, you're in Luke 24. You look over to John chapter 2 and verse number 18. John 2, verse 18. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. When did they believe the scripture? After Christ arose. So at this point, they did not fully understand or believe the scripture. And I'll tell you, whenever you do not have faith in scripture and you do not believe that God is who he claims to be, or you do not believe that God is sovereign, or you do not believe that God is good, even though you can't understand, then that will cause difficulties in your life and in your walk with God. But in the midst of their difficulties, I want you to notice something. The Bible says in verse 15, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Now, he is personally with his people at all times. Promised never leave us and to never forsake us. He who is attributed in scripture as our creator, as our sustainer, as our savior, as our sovereign, as our friend. But look at this, their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Jesus was there even though they didn't know he was. Jesus was there even though they didn't know he was. Sometimes we're so perplexed, so discouraged, so disillusioned, that we're tempted to ask the question, where is he? Where's the Lord? Where's the Lord in the midst of my sorrow? Where's the Lord in the midst of my suffering? Where's the Lord in the midst of my circumstances? The Lord is with you. In John chapter 14, verse 15, we read these words. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So here's the promise that the Lord Jesus sends his Spirit to be with every believer. The Holy Spirit dwells within every believer. So we can say that the Lord Jesus is with us by his Holy Spirit. He abides with us. He walks with us and he talks with us. Listen to these words in 1 John chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. So the wonderful news this morning is for the believer who maybe feels alone or maybe if he's confused, God is with you. Christ is with you by his Holy Spirit. He is always there. And what did the Lord encourage the people to do? He encouraged them to share their burdens with him. Christ asked two questions, essentially. Look at verse 17. What manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? In other words, why aren't you sad? Why are you walking like this? Why are you downcast? Why are you sad? So the first question was why? Verse number 19. And he said unto them, what things? Why are you sad? What things are bothering you? Now, do you ever stop and wonder, why did the Lord ask those questions? He knew exactly what was bothering them. But you see, the Lord didn't request them to share their burden with him so that he would know what the burden was. The request was made not for his information, but that they would cast their burden upon him. And that's what the Lord desires we as his people do. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And maybe you feel this morning that you can't go on much further. You're discouraged. Maybe you're hurt. Whatever the problem is, weary from the length of time of your trial. The Lord wants you to cast your burden upon him today. That sickness, that anxiety, that disgruntlement, whatever it is, cast it upon the Lord. Someone prayed in our prayer meeting just before the service. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. But preacher, I've been praying about it. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. Let me ask you, Christian. As you prayed to God about your problem, have you said, Lord, I want you to do this and I want you to do that? Have you told the Lord what you want him to do? Or have you simply left your burden before him? See, there's a difference. Sometimes people think prayer is me getting God to do things my way. Prayer is a wonderful thing because if we truly pray, we come out doing things God's way. We're lifted up into his will. We're lifted up into his desires. People say prayer changes God. No, prayer changes me. And as we talk to God and as we share, then the Lord deals with our heart. And I'm asking you, Christian, when was the last time you sat down and you truly shared your burdens with the Lord? Lord, I am anxious. Here's why. Lord, I am weary. Here's why. Lord, I'm lonely. Here's why. Lord, I'm bitter. Here's why. Lord, I'm hurt. Here's why. Honesty in prayer. Cast your burden upon the Lord. He careth for you. And there's always someone to whom you can share your greatest need. Your greatest trials, knowing that he will not, as it were, spread it around, you've got the greatest confidence. When's the last time you truly cast your cares upon the Lord? And then notice what the Lord does. Whenever their cares are cast upon him, you know what the Lord did? The Lord opened the Bible. And he started to speak about himself. Look at verse number 27, beginning at Moses and all the prophets. That's a division of the Old Testament. Moses, the first five books of the Bible. The rest simply here stated as the prophets. He expounded unto them in the scriptures the things concerning himself. Oh, there's so much we could say here this morning. We don't have time. All of scripture is about Christ. They didn't have the New Testament yet. They just had the Old Testament. And yet, the Lord opened up the book and preached Christ. Not only that, we're reminded that Christ is in every part of the Old Testament. All scripture reveals Christ. And as the Lord opened up this book, they had talked to him, and they now were looking to Christ in scripture. As he revealed. And can I remind you, we need help in understanding scripture. We need help. There are men today, and they've got degrees, they've got doctorates in ancient languages and in scriptural languages and texts and all of these different things. And they know the scriptures on an academic level. They know the facts. But they don't know the Christ of scripture. See, we need help in understanding the Word of God. And that's exactly what the Lord did. Because if you look there in verse number 6, verse number 31, we find that the Lord did something there. He opened their eyes. And as they came together, as they made into the house, the Lord did something that night. He opened their eyes and they knew him. And friend, that's what we need to pray every time we come to the Word of God. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy word, out of thy law. That we might know the ways of God. We might know the mind of God. So many people in this world today, well, the Bible says this, and the Bible says that God is this, and the Bible says that Christians should do this, the Bible says that Christians shouldn't do that. And you know what? Whenever you look at what they're actually saying, they know nothing of the scripture. They think they know. And friend, we need to be very careful that we do not use the scripture as something to justify what we do or we don't do. We need to come to God's word every time and say, Lord, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Show me Christ. Help me to understand the truth. And may the Spirit of God apply that truth to my heart. Here's the challenge this morning. As you drove to Coleraine Free Presbyterian Church, did you pray, Lord, open my eyes this morning? Did you pray, Lord, show me thy truth this morning? Lord, reveal to me Christ this morning in the Word? Or did you just turn up? And then look at verse 32. And they said unto one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scripture? The greatest blessing for the child of God is to hear the Lord speak to his heart. Oh, there are times, and David was found in this way, he started to envy the wicked. Their wealth, their carefree lifestyle. They seemed to disobey the word of God and everything seemed to be pleasant and grand in their lives. They seemed to be enjoying things and being promoted, and the fact that they weren't believers certainly didn't seem to hold them back as far as David could see. But then David went to the sanctuary. Where was that? That was the place where the word of God was preached. So he went to the scriptures and he was reminded about their latter end, and he realized that the greatest blessing was the fact that he was safe and secure in his God. Dear believer, don't allow the devil to come in and say, those who are not saved seem to be having a better time than I am. You have the greatest privilege that any man or woman has, because you're able to walk with God. You're able to open a book in which God speaks to you. You're able to be led by the one who created heaven and earth, the one who saved you, the one who shed his blood for you. Christ desires to speak to you. How many times is this book open Sunday to Sunday? How many days do you seek to go into the world without hearing what God would say to your heart, without preparing your heart before the Lord? And what happened? They were so encouraged. They were so blessed. Verse 33, they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 gathered and they were with them, saying, the Lord has risen indeed. They wanted to tell people about the Lord. And this seems to be the mark of the early church. They gossiped the gospel. It was their everyday conversation. You know what I learned this morning in the scripture? You know what prayer God has answered? You know who's got saved? You know that the church of Jesus Christ will be marked by that again, that our conversation will be about him, what he has shown to us, how he's revealed himself to us, how he has blessed us. And then look at 36 and we conclude with this. And as they thus spake, as they spake about Jesus and the blessing that he had given to them through his word, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. Miraculously, the Savior appeared. And is it not true that whenever God's people come together, speak together of Christ and the things of God, does the Lord not draw graciously near? And interestingly, we haven't time, but you can go down this passage. What does the Lord do? Verse 45, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and he said unto him, thus it is written. They got a double blessing. The book was opened again. Christ opened their understanding again. I wonder how you view the house of God. I wonder how you view the church of Jesus Christ. I wonder how you view coming to the Bible study or to the meetings where the gospel is proclaimed. How do you view that? Do you think it's something I have to do? Or friend, you see it as scripture reveals it, as something you get to do. The greatest privilege to sit under the preaching of the word of God, to listen to the voice of God, to follow in the ways of God. Here were a people whose day started with trouble, despair, and despondency. It ended with great joy, a desire to tell others about what had happened. What happened between the two? Jesus made the difference. His presence. His word. And I say to you, dear one, carrying the burdens of life, circumstance, whatever it is, do what these two in the road to Emmaus did, cast your burden upon the Lord. And then come to the word of God and pray that the Lord would reveal himself to you in this book. This book's still alive today. This experience of our heart burning within us while God talks with us, that's still real today. And you pray for it every time you come to the house of God. Pray that you will know what it is to walk and to talk with your Lord. We conclude just by singing one verse in the chorus of hymn